Hi, everybody. The complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I just wanted to share a few things that I've done recently that it made me feel just a lot better about, I guess, myself. And it might be something that inspires you to maybe change some things in your own life if maybe you are feeling down, or you know, whatever your case may be. But I yesterday I went over to another town, and my former neighbor lady, who's now in a nursing home, I mulched her front yard because they're going to put it up for sale soon, or they're going to auction it off or something. But no one had taken care of her yard for like the last 6 months. And she had all these leaves, like a lot of leaves in her front yard. And so I spent about a whole hour. It took me longer than I thought it would, because whenever you're mulching leaves with a lawnmower, you have to go over them like, I would say, 50 times. So like every little patch of grass or where the leaves were, you know, I had to go over, and then you go back over, and you go back over, and you know, you turn it into like a finely little tiny piece of a shredded leaf. But it just felt really good to clean it up and like pick the sticks up and make her flower bed look presentable, and it just felt really good. But it also reminded me that that's not a way that I would want to earn extra money, because I had thought about doing some landscaping to earn extra money. But like today, the palms of my hands right below my fingers are really, really sore. Like if someone were to give me a high five, it would really hurt. And I was really sweating. Like it was a workout, and it wasn't even hot outside. But I was like, I was really sweating. And then I raked a little bit and, you know, pulled more out and then mulched more. But it felt really good just to do something nice like that. Cause I didn't, like, she wasn't going to pay me for it. Like I just did it just to be nice. And then today I actually started working more hours to earn extra money, and that's at my spa job. So like I was doing laundry. I did a lot of cleaning, like deep cleaning, and just stocking up lockers and just doing a lot of little things like that. But a lot of it was deep cleaning and just getting the laundry done. But I was literally busy every single minute for 4 hours. Like I couldn't believe how much work it was. I just was very surprised. I just did way more than I thought I was going to do. And I do it again tomorrow, because I'm doing it 3 days a week, and I'll earn like $150 a week after taxes. And so it'll give me like over, you know, it'll give me like maybe $500 a month or whatever, or a little over 500, I don't know, 600 maybe. But it's just nice to know that that extra money is coming in, or it will be in the next few months. And you know, it's part of that financial class I took. That was one of the things he recommended. Start earning more money. The first thing I did was cut back my expenses by getting rid of Netflix, Disney Plus, and my sports channel. And then I put that money, which ended up being like $75, I put that towards my health insurance, which I now have, which is only like $112 a month. And then, you know, I'm getting things done on my car that I had put off for a long time. And, you know, I'm going to get some dental work done. That was another reason I took more hours on. And it was something I didn't want to do, but I actually feel really good about it. And sorry if you just heard a little noise. My phone just made a noise. It just made me feel really good. And so I highly recommend it. Like, if you can just do something nice for somebody, like I did with the mowing, and if you can bring in a little bit more money so you're a little bit more secure, because like I've said before, with complex PTSD, I shared that article, which I reposted like a week ago. A lot of people who have this trauma, this long-term trauma, and you're in stress mode, or you're irrational because of fight or flight stuff in your mind, or you're, you know, impulsive, a lot of times you're a spender and you're not a saver, and you're spending for emotional reasons. Like, I have to really stop like doing that, and I have to start bringing in more money. So it feels good. And it feels good not to be pinched, because if I wasn't working these extra hours, my money would be gone. Like, all the money I get from my spa job would be going towards this Invisalign and this car stuff. And, you know, a lot of it has gone to my car the last few months. But, like, the next thing I have to get done is new struts on my car, which is like $1,000. And it'll really help my car just brake better and be more aligned and secure or whatever, balanced. But I just wanted to kind of share these two things, you know, doing something nice like volunteering basically and taking on a little bit more responsibility. It makes me feel good because a lot of times I feel like I'm a bit of a crybaby about, and I don't mean to sound harsh to myself, but like I'm a little bit of like kind of like self-centered, and I really like my downtime because I feel like I put up with a lot of stuff, and you know, I just gotta see things differently and be a little bit more adult. Anyway, I just wanted to share that, and you know, maybe this is something that'll help you too. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off. Thank you.